Matizzi from 19-1. They like here in town and up the river, you know, just within these few miles.
So about 87 years?
Yeah, that I've lived there since, that's what I say, that was 19-1 that we came here, and I've been in this area all my life. Uh-huh. I've done quite a lot of traveling. I've been in every state in the Union and Europe and and Mexico, Canada, and even in some South America. It was thanks to my son.
Which were your favorite places to visit?
Oh, I think of all the places I ever been, I love Europe, Switzerland, Germany, and you know those countries. We were back there. My husband always wanted to go, and he just never got to go, because that was where his home was. You see, his people lived there and everything, but. So then it was after he was gone. My son's a bachelor, so that's why I get to go with him. And I can't even remember now what year it was, but we went on a group tour there, what's called an alpine tour, and with other people. We flew back, and I flew to Chicago, and then we flew from New York on Swiss Air, and flew into Switzerland and Germany, and always all five countries, I think, we saw back there. And then one year that I can't remember, that was 13 last year, I can't remember that. We went on a cruise in the Caribbean, and we got into South America there on that trip.
Wow, so you've been all
over. So I've done, and we've been back east. We've been all through New York State several times, looking for family. You know
what? What part of New York State was the family from?
Well, let's see, my mother was born in Jerusalem, Yates County. It was more, I think, kind of in the northern part. And my father was born in what they call Olive Ulster. But you know, you go back there, there's not towns there. There are townships or something. And so you can't tell just exactly, maybe, you know, where. But Kingston was one of the main larger places where we went, and we stayed there. And then we've been to Hyde Park, and I don't know, we've been through a lot of.
You've been
New
all
York's
over.
A beautiful state.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I think I love New York State.
Maybe you could tell me a little about your religion and education.
I'll tell you what, like I say, I didn't have one, just a great school, because those days they didn't have schools. We didn't, you know, there wasn't schools, and maybe some people that had a lot of money could send, but I just, to my knowledge, there weren't too many of the kids that ever got to college in those days.
Yeah.
Now most all of them go, you know, whenever. There's very few of the kids that graduate here, and for years that they don't go. And of course, my own son has a master's degree, and my daughter, I had a daughter, but she died in 1966. And I have two grandchildren that were her children, and two great-grandchildren, and that's it. But they've all gone, they all had a chance to go to school more than I did, of course. But we had just a little country school.
Uh-huh.
And, you're not familiar with the place, but it was just up the river. We called up that way, you know, the river runs down. But from about 15 miles, I suppose it was, a log school that I went to, and that's all torn away now. And they used to call it the Pitchfork School. If you're not familiar with the country, that's it. So I couldn't tell you. But anyway, it was just a log school, and we had a good school. We learned a lot, you know. It was only just eighth grade.
Uh-huh. So you went through the eighth grade?
Yeah, I just went through the eighth grade. There's a lot of us that did those days, I'll tell you.
How many people would attend school with you? Was it?
Oh, not too many, my land. I couldn't tell you. How many?
Was it all the grades together?
Yes, all in one teacher, all the grades.